are going to see the immigration issue along with gun control issues or attempted gun control issues taking the top spot when the Congress gets back together again here after they get past the current issues of sequestration and the debt limit and things like that. But Bill Flynn, an immigration attorney with Fowler White Boggs, joins us right now on AM Tampa Bay. And Bill, there are people that are saying that Senator Marco Rubio's plan for immigration, which was a part of the, what do they call them, the whatever it is, eight, the crazy eight or something like that, the senators who have come up with a plan, is the same as that of President Obama's.
It's very close, Jack.
And which, on the surface, you'd say, well, that's a good thing. You've got the Republicans agreeing with the president and the Democrats. But a lot of people are saying that Obama shouldn't even have a plan at this point, that he's messing around in Congress's affairs. And the second thing is they're saying that his makes no provisions whatsoever for closing the borders, and that's essential. What is your take on that?
Well, I think the leak, I don't believe that leaks are accidental. It was calculated by the White House. And it does have the effect. It did throw the bipartisan Gang of Eight into a tizzy. And
the Gang of Eight, that's it.
Gang of Eight. Senator Rubio called it a mistake and said that if President Obama was to bring the legislation to the Congress, it would be dead in the water. So there was that reaction. But it's still probably okay enough, but there was some bad feeling from the leak. As far as the border goes, I think everybody has that as the condition precedent, if you will, that will allow people to be on a path to citizenship if we can close the border off. And Mr. Senator Rubio has been critical of the president for not being tough enough. That's correct.
And that's a critical issue with the American people. I've seen survey after survey in which people say, and it's somewhere up in the 80 percentile, seven or upper 70 or 80 percentile of the American people say we have to close our borders, and that needs to be a precedent, as you say, for any further moves toward immigration reform. And I don't see it being done. And even if they claim it's being done, who is going to be the determiner that it has been done effectively?
Well, Senator Sessions from Alabama said, quote, that you're trying to confer legal status and work authorization on day one in exchange for promises of future enforcement, which this administration will never deliver. And frankly, a wall isn't going to work. The only thing that's going to work is if there are penalties on employers and they are dissuaded from creating the magnet that brings people in.
It's like going after a John.
Like going after, exactly.
Yeah, and but even then, it would seem that there would be a lot of incentives for closing down the borders, none the least of which is the fear of terrorists coming in with any kind of weapons or anything like that, because it is such a porous border down there. And on top of that, it would seem that I know walls aren't going to work. I mean, you can't pull an East Berlin, West Berlin kind of thing, but it would seem particularly with the military being returning from Afghanistan and Iraq and a downplaying of our military responsibilities right now, that they could use the military at least or something like that.
We'll need a show of force, definitely. That's part of it as well.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how it develops, and we will certainly stay in touch with you because of your knowledge of the inside and what's happening here, Bill. We certainly appreciate your joining us on AM Tampa Bay.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
Okay, Jack, Corey, thank you.